Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Coach Lalisa Show. I am your host, Coach Lalisa, and I welcome each and every one of you to the show today. We have an exciting topic today. It's exciting for me. I couldn't wait to do this topic today. I want you to go ahead and go to, there's a page I sent you, actually. There's a page on Facebook where you are able to now download worksheets for the show. And there will also be some other worksheets there as well. But this particular worksheet is actually for the show today, the Coach Lalisa Show, The Secret to Having the Life That You Want. Now, I created this page on Facebook. Right. No, Coach Lalisa Show. And it's a group, actually. Now, if you're not in the group, you might, but it's a public group, so anyone can join. If you're watching the show, you want to join, and then there's a file, added a file, right there in PDF format. And the name of the group is The Coach Lalisa. The link on the event page. Now, if for some reason you are not able to get it, you can always get it later. But you can just download it, or you can open it right there. It's in Adobe format, so it will fit almost, it'll open almost anywhere. It shows it on your iPhones, your iPads, and on that worksheet. Yeah, you can open it. I'm telling you, you can open it from any type of device. And it's a worksheet, and it's the worksheet for the show today, The Secret to Having the Life You Want. the secret to having the life you want. So go ahead, download the worksheet. In it, you'll be able to list some things that we'll be talking about in the show, where I'm going to be going over the three D's to getting the life you want. So even if you don't have the worksheet, if you didn't get an opportunity to download the worksheet, you can go ahead and do it now. You can write these things down, what I'm going to be covering today. And then when we get to it, you can plug it in. So the first part of the worksheet, it says there's three D's to getting the life you want. And then, so there it'd be, so you could just number your page 1, 2, 3, put a D by each one, and when I get to that D, you can start writing. And then I'm going to talk about the FIA. I'm going to teach you a new method that I created. You know, I'm a creator. You're a creator. Did you know that? Did you know that? Hey, wait a minute. Let's stop right there. I know I'm supposed to be telling you what's on the worksheet, but let me just hang my hat here for a minute. That's something. Do you know that you are you? I'm talking about you, the person right there, on the phone, on your iPad, on your cell phone, on your laptop, on your Samsung, on your BlackBerry, on your Sprint, on your whatever, your T-Mobile, whatever device you have. You know, because there's about 50 million ways that you can now connect with people. And we already said that there were 7 billion people in the world. I've been sharing that small fact for about 3 or 4 years now. Yes, there's about 7 billion. Now, there's probably, you know, plus or minus 100,000. But overall, that's the number. But you are a creator. You are a creator, yes you are. You were created, and you are a creator. You were created. You were created, and you are a creator because you were created in the image of a creator. Again, if you make macaroni and cheese, and you make it the way your mother made it, it'll probably taste like hers if you use the same ingredients. Well, your mom, your grandmother, your aunt, your whomever, your aunt, your aunt, however you prefer to say it. So, yes, you will be like the thing, not only the thing that created you, but the thing that said that they created you in that way. So, yeah, so you are a creator. So, I created this concept, this FIA, you know, like you have the MIA, missing in action. And then you have the CIA, the Central Intelligence, Association possibly, or administration, the Central Intelligence Administration, the CIA, the MIA. Now you have the FIA. Yes, facing in action. But yes, I'm going to tell you what that, I'm going to give you my definition. And that's the other thing. You know, this is the Coach Lalisa show. So, you know, one of the things we do, we come up with our own definitions. Yes, we use a lot of things that are already out there. That's absolutely true. But what the everyone has their brand, correct? You know, like General Mills has their brand, and Kellogg's has their brand, Campbell's has their brand, and everyone has their own brand. What makes them different? American Airlines has their brand. United has their brand. And you have your brand. And so you, as you're branding, well, some of those of you who know Coach Lalisa, you know my brand. One of my brands is to create things. I like creating things. But anyway, so the FIA is a method that I created. I'm going to teach you. This method will help you get the life you want. Now, I know that it is possible to be in the life and not know what you want. I know firsthand. I don't have to really look that up. I don't have to go and write a dissertation about it. I know firsthand experience that you can be in the life and not even know a thing about it. As a matter of fact, I want to share a quote with you from a person that has long since passed away, but he said something very interesting, and I'm talking about Mark Twain. He said something very interesting. He said that there are 2 days that are the most important 2 days of your life. That's right. Mark Twain said there are 2 days that are the most important days of your life. And I'm going to share that a little bit with you later, so don't let me forget. But right now, I'm going to finish going through the worksheet. So we're going to talk. I'm going to give you the 3 D's. Then I'm going to give you the FIA method. And then I'm going to give you the number one secret to having the life that you want. So I'm going to go on and minimize that screen because I had to bring that screen up. I didn't have a copy printed out. But now you have what I have. And now I will go and commence to share with you what is going on. So good morning and welcome to those of you who got up so early to tune in to the show this morning. Good morning, and I see you. I know you're on the line. I know it's early in the morning, but if it's important to you, you will get up and you will do it. You will get up and you will do it. So hopefully you got over to the link and you were able to download the worksheet. I hope you were able to download the worksheet. And I'm so glad that you're listening. Yes, okay, great. I hope you're listening to the show. As a matter of fact, go on Facebook. If you have your Facebook page open, if you're like most people, and you have your Facebook page open, you know, just make a note there that you are tuned into the show. And I certainly appreciate it that you're tuned into the show this morning. Give us your on the event page there or in the group page. You can tell us that you're tuned in and, you know, share the information, where you're from, where you're calling from, and share what you do. I have a big group of people that I will be speaking to today, probably close to about 2,000 people that I will be in front of today, doing a workshop, doing a seminar, and doing a speech, rather. And at that speech, I am going to be telling everyone about the Coach LaLisa Show. I'm going to let them know that they can tune in. I'm going to tell them about the group page and about the event page. And so this is going to grow exponentially. And then on Monday, I'll be doing another workshop in front of a few people. I'm not quite sure how many will be there. However, I will distribute my material. I'll have a table up. They'll have some booths. I'll have a table up, and I'll be able to give my information out. Now, you all know about this event because I posted the event on Facebook. So a lot of people say, well, we didn't know you had this, Coach Lisa, and we didn't know you had that. Well, that's one of the reasons they created social marketing. And I'll talk about social marketing on another day, social media marketing, if you want to call it that. That's fine, but I will tell you that's why it was created, and the average person does not know about it. There's still, even though it seems like there are a lot of people that do know, there's still a lot of people that don't know. The people say, well, I didn't know this was happening, and I didn't know, you know, that school was giving out scholarships, or I didn't know that program over there was helping, you know, first-time home buyers, or they weren't doing this and that. Well, you have to learn how to get plugged in to social media marketing so that you can find out about anything that you want to know. So I just threw that one in for free, but I'm going to roll on before the time rolls down and give you the points for the worksheet. So I was trying to give everyone time to go over, download the worksheets if you didn't get the worksheet. But I know it was kind of spare the moment, so what you want to do for tomorrow's show and going forward is that you want to come the day before, the night before, check on the group site. It's the group on Facebook. There's a group on Facebook now called the Coach LaLisa Show. There's a group. You can join the group. And also there's the event page. So that's created automatically through Blog Talk Radio. You have Blog Talk Radio, which, by the way, they're right here in New Jersey. Blog Talk Radio has a partnership now with Facebook, so they automatically, when you create a radio show, they automatically upload it as an event. I remember when we used to have to do that on our own. Yeah, we used to have to do that on our own. We used to have to go and create an event. Now, I'm going to go through this, and I'm going to go through these points. So, the first D is the first D in having the life you want is don't fight your talent. Yeah, the first D, the word don't fight your talent. If you want to have, in other words, what do I mean by that? If you want to have the life that you really want, you must discover your talent. That's your gifts and your abilities working together, okay? So like some people have their gifts, and then they have their ability, and they have their knowledge all scattered. You have to pull them together, your knowledge, your skills, and your abilities. You have to pull them together so that they are forceful, like the Bible talks about a threefold cord not being easily broken. So when you put your knowledge, your skills, and your abilities together, mount them up, they are like a forceful army that will launch your talent like never before, like never before. And you will be able to move forward. So don't fight that feeling. A lot of people, I believe sometimes it appears that, a little, I know how I was. I can just, I can speak about myself, but I can speak about others because I've been doing the work of coaching and advising and counseling for years. So I've met a lot of people, and I've heard their stories. I've heard their frustrations, and I've listened. And this is what this is a result. So I'm trying to help somebody. Their talents, their knowledge, their ability, it's all scattered. But you guys got to pull them together so that they become a unified force within you. So the way you do this, and that's part of what, I do in my coaching sessions. So for those who want to know, how do you do that, Coach Lalisa? How do we pull it all together? Well, you'll be able to, through Facebook, or if you want to email me or inbox me, if you want to sign up for my coaching programs, then they're very user-friendly, and you can do that. But that's where I teach you how to get that done. But you do have to, the three things, if you're going to have the life that you really want. So the first D is for don't fight your talent. Actually support your talent. But you can't do that if you haven't aligned your skills, your knowledge, and your abilities. The second D is for do something. Yeah, the D is for do. Do something you've never done before. And I can't express this enough. I can't talk about it enough. I just can't. It's just so much when it comes to that. When it comes to knowing how to do something you've never done before. I mean, that right there. And I know you've probably heard people say, if you've always do what you've always done, you'll always have what you have right now. So if you have, and I know you're not at, I know you're not finished. I know you don't have the life that you want exactly, because none of us do. We're always striving for something. Paul told us, reach, press for the mark of the high call. In other words, keep going. There's more levels. He says, keep pressing. pressing. Keep stretching. Keep going. There's more to do. There's more of you. God wants more. He wants to do more. You're still here. You're still here. That is an indication that there's more for you to do. That's right. The very fact that you are still here, that means there's more for you to do. Now, that's between you and God. What? That's between you and God. What? But there is something. And I learned the hard way that people who have a lot, or people who are very successful, the reason sometimes we look at them and say, well, they just want everything. Well, they want more. They don't want everything, but they want more. More, like we see that you're a little baby. That's just, a few months. Let's say a three-month-old baby wants more than what a three-month-old baby has. It wants a little bit more. It wants what a four-month-old baby has, and then a six-month-old baby. And next thing you know, it wants what a year-old baby has, and on and on. So all of our lives, there's this thing within us that wants more. That's not evil. That's not going to take us to hell. Because Paul said, I press. Jesus said, you want all of me. He says, I'm going to fill you up to the overflow. Hello? Even Jesus, not even Jesus because he's the main one, but Jesus himself talks about having too much. God talks about opening you up as a window and pouring out a blessing on you that you can't receive it. So I don't know who, I know who these people are who have the mindset that I don't want any more, I can't have any more, I'm done. I understand that because that's where I was as well. But when God himself has created us, he said, I create you in my image. And so there we have it. So I can talk about that all day. Doing something you've never done. Now, as it relates to having the life you really want, put it like this. Having the life you really want is more of a journey as opposed to a destination. And I believe that's one of the biggest, if I could just jog about that big secret, and I'll just go on to that so we don't run out of time here. So I think I've said enough about doing something you've never done before. And I don't care what it is. Write a book, make a song, throw a party, whatever it takes for you to do something that you've never done before. Kiss your husband, kiss your wife, make love to your husband, make love to your wife. Do something you've never done. Go to the beach, go to the park, go get on a swing. Maybe you never got on a swing before. Go do it. Now, I'm not going to suggest you to go bungee jumping, but hey, you might. I met a woman that did that after many, many years in her life, and she said it changed her life. I'm going to do something. I change my life every day, every single day for the past 20 years, or more than 20 now. It's been since 1987, since I moved to New Jersey in 1987, when I began this journey of transformation and enlightenment and empowerment. I did that. I said, every single day I'm going to do something I've never done before. And that's why my life is never boring. I'm never bored, ever. I'm never bored. I'm always living the life that I want because I'm always doing something different. And I'll never forget. And now I have another thing that I want to do that I've absolutely never done before. I want to go skiing. I've never done that. I'm going to do it. I've made my mind up. So do something. And sometimes, even if you don't get to do it, just in your mind, if you decide to do it, it's almost like you're doing it anyway. You let yourself go. And I love what Dr. Mineta has out there about, what do you think about money? What a lot of our thoughts about money could be the reason we don't have any. So the third D is for you to detach. Now, this is a big one. You have to detach from negative people. That's critical. And more, I can't explain to you here on this little short broadcast on how important that is. I can only state it, and I have to move on. You'll have to, again, come back to another segment or get the CD or the book or something. All right, so I gave you that. Now I got to get to this. I don't want to be missing an action on giving you what the acronym FIA stands for, FIA. So FIA is something else that you're going to do that is going to allow you to have the life you want. And here it is, and it took me a long time to figure this out, but I'm giving it to you in just a couple minutes. FIA. So hopefully you got the spreadsheet, the worksheet. If you didn't get it, you can go get it later, fill it in, but hopefully you're taking notes. So I've already given you the 3 D's. If you missed it, if you tuned in late, you can go back and listen to the archives. But here is the FIA, and it stands for Focused Intense Action. I'll say that again. The F is for Focused Intense Action. Oh boy, that means you got to light your fire. You got to light your own fire. You have to get focused. You have to take action. No more sitting on the fence. If you, here's what I want you to do. Let's just say you want to have your own business, and you've been wanting this business forever and ever and ever. I want you to today, I want you to comb your hair, go get a haircut, whatever you need to do. And I want you to get dressed. I want you to put on the finest, baddest suit you have. I want you to look like you just stepped off of Hollywood something. You know how they have all those shows, Hollywood this, Hollywood that. And I want you to put on your finest threads, or whatever you call it. But I prefer a suit. That's my preference. And I'm sending you into a bank. That's right. I'm sending you. I want you to go. And I don't care where you live. You can live in Ohio. Maybe you got to go to the Fifth Third Bank or whatever they have down there now, and Capital One. It doesn't matter what bank you go to. I want you to put on your finest threads that you have, your finest suit. Now, if you can't go today because you have to work, I want you to go Monday or schedule it. If they're closed Monday because it's a holiday, I want you to schedule it, and I want you to go, and I'll talk more about that tomorrow. But I want you to put on a suit. I want you to take your portfolio or a briefcase, and I want you to go into a bank, and I want you to discuss. You don't have to even ask for the loan. You can if you're prepared. But, if you're not credit worthy, but you can still ask, because you never know what God's going to do. I want you to go in, and I want you to find the head of the bank and let them know you want to sit down, because that's your right. Preferably, if you go to a bank where you bank at, it'll be so much easier, because you see these people, you know these people. And I want you to sit down with that person and say, I want to tell you about a business idea that I have, and I want to know if your bank will be able to back my idea. And I just want you to do it. I want you to come back and report to me later what happened. Whenever you do it, if you don't do it today, do it another day. And so you have to take focused, intense action. And the intense can be a lot of things. It means do it now. Do it with enthusiasm. Do it with excitement. I want you to be excited. Be intense. And I want you to focus on those 3 D's. I want you to focus on what you're passionate about. I want you to focus on, I'm passionate. This I can do day and night, and that is to help people get passionate and purposeful and potentialified about their own life. That's what I'm passionate about. So I live my passion every single day. And you can live yours every day, too. You have to ask yourself, what am I here for? What am I here to do? What am I here to do? And then am I doing it? So I've given you the 3 D's. I've given you the method to use, the FIA method to use, to having the life that you really want. And now I'm going to tell you the number one secret, my number one secret, the one that I've used, the one that I've encouraged others to use, I watch people using it. The number one, my number one secret, I'm letting it out in the final 3 seconds of the show, and thank you all for tuning in, is I'm letting it out. You have to GFI. You have to go for it. Just go for it. Go for it. Go for it. Just go for it. Who's to stop you? If God be for you, who can be against you? No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every word out of the mouth of the enemy that is against you shall be condemned. There is nobody that can stop you. God is on your side. You can do anything and everything through Christ who strengthens you. And there is no good thing. There is no good thing that he will hold, that he will withhold from you when you're walking upright before him. And if you're meditating on his word day and night, he will give you the desires of your heart. That's why you got to focus. You got to know what's in your own heart and be willing and able to do it. So now, I just have a few minutes. I'll open your phone line if you have a burning question. That's all I have to share with you today. I thank you for tuning in. It's been Coach Elisa. Don't forget, come back tomorrow, same time, same place. We'll have another exciting topic. I'll have a worksheet for you. Yes, if you're on the phone line, if you can, and you can get your comment or question out in 30 seconds or less, I'm sure Blog Talk won't kick us off for another few minutes. But you just hit your number one key, and I'll be glad to take your comments or questions. And it has been my extreme honor to be with you today. If you have, awesome. God bless. God bless. Welcome to the show. I see we have a couple of new callers there. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. So if there are no questions, if no one raises their hand, if there are no comments, I know somebody has a burning comment. And I do apologize. I lost those in the chat room. I know someone can't wait. Oh, there we go. We got one caller. I just opened your phone line, area code 501. Tell us your name and give us your comment or question.
Good morning, Coach Lailisa. This is Deborah Cumberbatch.
Hey, how are you, Miss Deborah?
I am doing great. I just wanted to let you know that you're such a blessing. I wanted to let you know I joined the call late, so I missed the first D, but Your voice is just so anointed. And you know, you can feel the anointing on your voice as you minister. And I just want you to know that, you don't even have to teach. You just have to speak. And you know, people already know that, you know, you're walking in your purpose. And it's like just the sound of your voice is just aligning people in their purpose. And that's what I'm feeling this morning. I mean, there's just such an awesome, awesome anointing on your voice. I just want you to know I love you, and that's my comment for today. Bless you.
Oh, I love you. Awesome, awesome. Deborah, Coach Deborah, yes. Oh, Deborah, yes. Oh, me, and big things. I absolutely have not forgotten. We still have our classes, and things are just, I mean, they're really about to take off. I mean, pretty soon I'll be hosting. I'll be doing some other things, but there's some things I'm going to be releasing over the weekend, so next week is going to even be more exciting. So please, Deborah, stay connected. I used to hear my pastor used to say, the train might be a little slow, but it has left the station. He would say that all the time. But, yes, he absolutely was a man of his word, and the things would come to pass. But I really appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you so much. And we'll be back tomorrow with some more exciting information, motivation, empowerment to get you to having the life that you want. And we all said, It's a journey, not a destination, but to be able to do the thing. So for those of you, if you don't have a comment, you don't have a question, if you want to go, remember, take focused, intense action, FIA. I said go to a bank. It may be that you need to, you know, go down to the local college, to the state university, not just sign up for a class, offer a class. I did it. I thought they were going to turn me down. I did it, and they said yes. Go to the TV station. Don't call. Don't send an email. Get in your car and go over there. Again, if you've always sent an email, if you've always made a call, you got to do something you've never done before. Remember, that's the second D. Do something you've never done before. Get in your car, drive to the studio. I did it. And those people put me on the air on the spot. We were in Cincinnati, Ohio. I was there visiting. I said, Mom, where's the biggest radio station here? Because I haven't been to Cincinnati in a while. She took me down to CVG or something like that. We parked our car and walked into the studio. I showed the person. I had my book with me. I had my CD. You never know who's on the air at that moment. That they're always looking for someone new to interview. So you got to do these things. I'm not telling you anything that I haven't already done. And will do at a moment's notice. So it may not be going to a bank to get that loan for your building. Get that loan for your building. Get that loan for your house. And use your house for your... I know a lady did that. I know a lady came from New York. She came to Newark. She bought this big, gigantic house with like 20 rooms in it. And it's just her. And she uses it for her events. Right there in Newark, New Jersey, she came all the way from New York. I know it can be done because others are doing it. And if they're not doing it, it's okay. You do it. That's another one of my specialties. If I want to do something, I don't have to see everybody doing it first. Just do it. Just do it. God will back you. God has your back. Okay? So if there's no more comments, no more questions, Blog Talk Radio, we love you. We thank you for the 7 extra minutes you gave us this morning because, you know, it's just a half-hour show. And so they will cut you off. Those of you who are familiar with Blog Talk, you know they will just shut you down. But you haven't been shut out. Coach Lisa, we love you, and we want to see you back tomorrow. Don't forget to post on Facebook. Don't forget to post on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want. Let people know. Like I said, I'm going to be letting a couple thousand people know today. All right? So I want you to let people know. Not because, you know, hey, listen, just let them know. All right? Just let people know. And we'll worry about the details later. We'll work out the details later. If you want to work with me and you're looking for a personal coach, somebody who's come alongside you and support you in what you want to do, let me know. Don't forget, I'm looking for 500 women that I can work and help and work with. Don't forget to sign up for that. That's the website, achievemydream.coachlalisa.com. achievemydream.coachlalisa.com. You can go there, you can sign up, let me know. I got to keep track of these 500 women that I'm going to help for. That's my goal. I told you that's my goal for 2015 is to help 500 women. I actually had a man call me yesterday. I was like, okay, sir, I said, did you see this on Facebook? He said, yeah. I said, well, it said women, correct? He says, yeah, but my wife, you know, she, you know, she's at work, so I'm calling. So cool. That's fine. As long as I know, you know, I can help men. It's not a problem. But God gave me this assignment to help women. Because it says women, you know, and people got to read, right? Read the instructions. Help women. But I love you, and we'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. This has been Coach Lalisa Show, and you have an awesome and amazing day. And I'll try my best to do the same. God bless.